And if I laugh at any mortal thing, 'tis that I may not weep. Byron. 1. Strangers in a Strange Land. It was a cold November day when Frances left the Autumn Days nursing home after visiting her sick mother. She felt a pang of sadness that her mother had not recognized her. It had been a heartbreaking moment when she had tenderly placed her mother's frail hand to feel the sudden movement of her unborn grandchild, only to realize that it meant nothing to the old lady. The morning mist seemed to chill her every bone, and she quickly boarded the waiting taxi, oblivious to anything the driver was saying or doing. Shivering, she laid her head back against the cold headrest of the seat, thinking about the long journey back to Newcastle ahead. As the barren fields flashed past her closed eyes, she wondered what life had to offer now, after so much had happened in a land far, far away. It had been so different to Newcastle, her hometown. As the car sped on, she allowed her mind to drift along with the tones of the engine. For a moment, the noise seemed to be transformed into a louder one, like that of an aeroplane. The twin turbojet, which had been chartered by the UN with only a scattering of people on board, circled and dipped down through cotton-wool clouds to emerge into brilliant sunshine. The sky glistened as the silver wings reflected the sun back onto the last remaining clouds, momentarily tinging them with all the colors of a rainbow. "Look!" someone shouted. "We're almost there. You can see the volcanoes of Vulcan and Tavurvar." "There's the harbor of Rabaul," answered another passenger from the opposite side. Frances remained seated. She had heard the pilot's instructions to fasten your seatbelts, despite the commotion.